Thank you. I am known to be a bit soppy and a bit emotional. I cry at lots of things on the telly. And I nearly always cry when I see a rainbow. I love a rainbow. Anyone else love rainbows? Love rainbows. So I have a story to tell you about a rainbow. A long time ago when I was at university, and I was cycling to work. It is a long time ago because I haven't cycled pretty much since university. So I was cycling to work. I had a job in the chaplaincy at university. And I was having a bad day. My flat had been burgled. I know. Everything had gone wrong. My student debts, there was more debt than there was anything else. And I was a fed-up little bunny. I wasn't a happy girl. In those days, I wasn't the honed athletic creature you see before you. So imagine me puffing up a hill, cycling, fed up, don't like cycling, I've just been burgled, I have no money. And I was cycling along and I was praying as I was cycling. I said, Lord, give me a sign that you still care. And in that moment, it began to rain. So not only was I depressed, I was now damp. Thanks a lot. Thank a lot. Thank you, God. Thank you so much. So I got off my bike, and the moment I stopped navel gazing and looked up, I saw the most beautiful, complete arc of a rainbow I have ever seen. Often you only see bits of a rainbow, don't you? You see the beginning, you don't see where it goes, but it was literally the most perfect rainbow I have ever seen. And I'm not someone who's often lost for words, but then I was. And it reminded me, and it reminds me still, that God will always keep his promises. And that rainbows ought to make preachers out of all of us. Today we celebrate the faithfulness of our harvest God. Just as he was faithful to a fed-up student on a bicycle decades ago, so God was also faithful thousands of years before that, to a man called Noah. We all know the story of Noah. Our text begins the morning after the night before, as it were. And Noah and his family survive. God speaks to Noah and establishes a covenant with him and with all the descendants of the earth. It was a short passage, but seven times in that short passage, the word covenant is used. I think God may have something to say to us when he says something so repeatedly in such a short few sentences. A covenant is a binding agreement. It's a pact. It's a bond that is entered into. And the Bible talks about a covenant often featured between God and humanity. Sometimes they're conditional, sometimes they're unconditional. It's based on love and trust, not having to stick to the letter of a law. From the moment that rainbow first appeared, God knew that he would keep his promises. And that sign is a reminder that he keeps his promises. He also knew that another sign would be needed, that God would keep his promises. And that's the sign of the cross. We have a handy rainbow-shaped cross down here. It will be returned to its maker. The rainbow committed God to loving humanity, to finding a way by which we could be saved, whatever the cost may be. The rainbow and the cross are signs that God has invited us into relationship with him. A covenant relationship with us. Why? Because he loves us and yearns for our company. Isn't that amazing? Right from the beginning, God says, I want them to love me back. From the first covenant, God leads his people across human history to the last covenant on the cross, where Jesus seals that promise with his blood. We are reminded that we worship a God who is faithful. Imagine what Noah must have thought when he opened the door to the ark and he sees a rainbow. A physical, meteorological, I can't say that word, sign of the promises of God. He's reminded that God doesn't just say he's faithful, he shows it too. God didn't just say our sins are forgiven, he showed it too. He gave us a tangible, physical promise on a cross at Easter. Today, we say thank you for all the things that God gives us, signs of his faithfulness. Harvest is a good time to be reminded of the faithfulness of God in every season. In autumn and winter and springtime and summer, and in every season of our lives. That God has created a world of intricate majesty for us to look after and love. Today we're reminded of how faithful God is. And as I was thinking about God's faithfulness, I came across two sermon illustrations, which I thought were just fantastic. So I thought I'd share them. I hope they're true. I think they probably are by the sound of it. Signs of God's faithfulness, rainbow faithfulness when it doesn't sound like there was hope. These are good stories. This is rather intellectual. Are you ready? The French philosopher Voltaire predicted that Christianity would be swept from existence within 100 years. Yet 50 years after he died in 1779, the German Bible Society bought Voltaire's house and used his printing presses to begin to produce Bibles. I love that. Isn't that a sign of God turning things around? Never give up. You never know what God will do with the bits that seem hopeless. Another story. During World War II, when Adolf Hitler erected a massive stone structure in Monte Carlo to house a radio station from which to broadcast Nazi propaganda into North Africa, from that same building today is Transworld Radio, which produces Christian radio that gives good news stories of Jesus' salvation all over Europe and Russia into Africa. Isn't that a good news story? A rainbow promise that reminds us that God will never be defeated, even in the darkest of situations. And we could go on and on and tell those stories of the thousands of prisoners in our prisons today that are coming to faith because of Alpha, and students in universities where revival is starting in universities. God does not give up fulfilling his promises. And many of us here could stand and testify, or sit and testify, to the faithfulness of God, that we believe in a God who never lets us go. God gave us a rainbow as a physical sign that he'll never destroy the world again, no matter how sinful we get. And God gave us a sign guaranteeing that all his promises are yes in Jesus. And that sign is the cross. So today, as we think afresh about harvest, I want to challenge you to dare to paint rainbows over those things that you've given up on. Against the evil that we see in the world, those things that we seem to think will never turn around, we need to be people who dare to paint some faith-filled rainbows. In our thoughts and in our minds, we need to paint some rainbows against all that's a bit cloudy and fearful and anxious. Over our family lives, whatever they look like. Or in our working lives, if some of us feel that we've had to compromise and we didn't want to, we need to paint some rainbows of hope and promise. Over the church in this country, sometimes fantastic, sometimes not. Over this town, the rainbow is a permanent sign of God's love and faithfulness, as is the cross. A rainbow ought to make a preacher out of all of us. For God has promised never to leave us, forsake us, or destroy us. And he's promised us eternity in Jesus Christ. It's more than a pretty postcard, a rainbow. It's a fundamental sign that God does what he says he will. We have a lot to say thank you for.